Isn't it wonderful the power God give us over the devil? Isn't it wonderful when you do things in faith how the king moves? Now what can the king do? Anything you can ask him for in faith. As you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. Is that what he said? Okay. If Matthew 8:13 says, as you have believed, so shall it be done unto you. Don't you think we need to start thinking like God? And start believing some real nice, wonderful things, right? Because if what I believe, everybody's going to be sick. You believe everybody's going to be sick? I don't either anymore, Randy. I used to believe that nonsense until I got a hold of the Word. Once I got a hold of the Word, I don't believe I'm going to be sick no more. I don't believe I'm ever going to be sick again. Amen. Ain't that the way you believe, J.C.?
Amen.
I tell you, I got to tell this story on J.C. I mean, I hit back to this. I've told this story every once in a while, but this is such a great story. When he was really learning these things a long time ago, and before he became a pastor, he was coming here, and he was learning these things. And then one day, they called and said his mother-in-law was in the hospital. She wasn't going to live through the day. So he tried to get a hold of me. Golly, honey, we got to get a hold of Thurman. Got to have him come up to the hospital and pray over mother-in-law. Can't get a hold of me. God says, he's out. You ain't going to find him. Then the Lord revealed to him, remember what he's been saying? This power is in you. You don't have to get a hold of Thurman. I'm in you. And it's not Thurman that does it. It's me. So J.C. and his wife, they get together and they run up to that hospital. And he walks in there, and he does what everybody wants to do to his mother-in-law. Cast the devil out of her. In the name of Jesus, you devil of hell, come out of my mother-in-law. You devil is killing her, it's causing her heart to stop. In the name of Jesus, come out of her. And I think that was on a Thursday, wasn't it? Or what, do you remember the day of the week? Is it Thursday or Friday? And the next day, after you did that, when they said she's going to die, the next day her and your wife was out shopping together or something like that, right?
No, it was a few days, but she was sitting up in the bed, looked like a new woman the next morning.
Pray. Just think, when a man of faith kicks the devil out of somebody, of course, I just throw that in, whatever man wants to do, kick the devil out of his mother-in-law, I'm telling you, when you got a devil in there, you want to kick him out of her, right? And that's what they did. They kicked that devil out and prayed the prayer of faith. And the next morning, she's setting up like a new woman. And she went home the next day. I know it wasn't 2 or 3 days later. Her and Carolyn was out shopping. Yeah, they were out shopping when they prayed the prayer of faith. That's what really set him on fire. Then he learned the king was in him. That it wasn't Thurman that had the power. It was the king that had the power. And the king was in him. And he could go pray in faith just like I did. And the king would show up for him just like he does for me. Changed your life forever, didn't it, J.C.?
Yes.
Amen, praise the King.
God.
Now, when you learn that God is in you, you can become dangerous, can't you, Randy? Ooh, isn't it fun to have God in you? Ooh, this is a mystery that's hidden before the foundations of the world. Christ in you, the hope of glory. So where is all this power to get all this done? Where is it? In you, young lady, that's right, in you. You're a daughter of the King. Jesus is in you. All the power in the world is in you. What can you do with that power? As you have believed. As you have believed. As you have believed. Only believe. And you shall see the glory of God. Only believe. That's kind of hard, isn't it? Only believe. When the devil attacks you, when he's putting something on you, it's hard to only believe, isn't it? It is. When you go by what you see. In other words, let's say, for instance, you had a cyst on your body somewhere, and the doctor told you it's in there, and you're trying your best to stand, and every day, all of a sudden, you start seeing this thing protrude out of your skin. Is it kind of hard to stand? You want to come give us your testimony? Come on up here. Tell us what happened to you.
Well, a few weeks ago, Before I came to church, one day I was putting my shirt on, and I noticed I had a real large knot right here. I lost some weight, and then I realized, and I felt of it, and it kind of scared me. It was very large, and it was very sore. And then I later realized I had one here, too. Anyway, I've been fasting and praying, seeking God. Anyway, when I came to church here, I came up here and asked him to pray, and I told him, I said, my back's hurting. I have a knot. And I started to describe that. He's like, we'll just pray for everything. So he prayed. And when I got to the car, and as I was driving home, I realized my back wasn't hurting. Because when I'd been sitting in church, I mean, I was having to just do everything because my back was just excruciating, hurting. And I was like praising God. Well, I felt that knot was not any different. It was big, very big. So weeks passed. And one thing I thought about when he was saying this, one thing that I'm learning is that when the Holy Spirit tells me something, immediately your mind, you start getting thoughts that are totally contrary to that. They have fear, they have worry, they have like panic, they're bad. And I'm learning to recognize the different voices. So I thought, you know what? If I just say that all I got was my back healed, that's probably all I'll get. But if I keep on confessing that when he laid hands on me, the power of God went into me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet was what he said, then I can have that. So I'd been saying that and saying that and saying that. I'd go days, and I'd feel it, and it was still there. I'd say, well, maybe it's a little smaller. No, I don't know. Anyway, this morning I was down praying, and I heard the Holy Spirit whisper to me, said, I've healed those two tumors in your body. And I didn't do anything. I didn't say. When I was driving down here, I was listening to some CDs and stuff. For some reason, every now and then I would feel, and I felt, and it was almost totally gone. It was only about, it was teeny tiny, and it's not hurting, and it's not sore. And this other one was almost like it had broken loose, and it was almost gone. And so I shared it with him during the break. But that's what I shared with him was, I said, if all I believe for was just my back heal, well, that, praise God, that's good. But if I want to believe what he prayed, which is what I got the power of God from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, then that's what I'll have, and that's what I'm believing.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Did the Lord say, as you have believed,
amen,
so shall it be?
Amen.
So I'm with him. I believe he's going to be healed from the top. He's already healed from the top of his head to the bottom of his feet. I believe that. Now then, let's go on over here to verse 16 in Matthew 8. Let's look at this promise here. Matthew 8:16. That evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. Oh, but there's no such thing as the devil. There's no such thing as demons. Because you don't believe there's demons and devils, does that mean there's not one?
Some people don't believe in God.
Some people don't believe in God, but there is.
He's still there.
Somebody, I got to tell somebody here a while back, they said, you know, I believe that God is, and that settles it. I mean, because I believe that, that settles it. I said, no, that's not true. They said, what do you mean? I said, God is, and that settles it. It don't make no difference whether you believe it or not. God is, and he always will be, and that settles it. God made this whole thing. He was in the beginning, and he always will be, and he will forever be. You know, so it don't make no difference whether you believe anything or not. It's still all real. But it says, that evening, many demon-possessed people were brought to Jesus. All the spirits fled when he commanded them to leave, and he healed all the sick. He's still in the delivering, healing business. You notice the order. He kicked out the demons with his word, and then the people were healed. You know, there was a little girl that went through a deliverance here a while back. Forgetting how old she was, 10 or 12, I think. And they had doctors and everything in the room when this man and his wife were going to deliver this little girl. This man told them that the Lord had told him this little girl in this institution was demonized. And the Lord had told him to go down there and deliver this little girl. Well, the doctor couldn't believe this, so they had two or three medical doctors there and two or three nurses. I think it was 10 or 12 or 15 people in this room with this little girl. and her hair was all matted and awful. You know, it was awful. And, you know, all this is documented. And so this man of God said, you know, this problem, why this little girl's handicapped like this, is demons. They're the ones that's done this. And they couldn't grasp this. So anyway, they went into a deliverance with everybody there. And as they went into a deliverance, began to command the demons to leave. And when the first demon, I forget what his name was, manifest, it took them like an hour and a half or 2 hours to finally get this demon out of this little girl. But when they got this demon out, it said immediately her hair, which was so knotted and twisted and awful looking, coarse, became smooth and beautiful and soft and silky when the demon left. It happened right before these doctors' eyes. They couldn't believe that what they saw was happening. But, you know, demons can affect you tremendously. Well, there was some other, I forget how many different things was wrong with the little girl, but there were several. And every time they got another demon out, one of the things that was wrong with the child would be totally changed, and the little child would be totally healed. Well, this little child was in a mental institution. When they got through delivering this child from all these demons, this little child, this has been 10 or 15, 20 years ago when this happened, this little child was completely set free, and today she's a normal woman, you know, living a normal life. But she was in a mental institution. You know, so I'm saying that, you know, demons are our problem. You know, these beasts, just I go back to myself. I asked the Lord years ago, I said, Lord, when I started reading this and I learned about all these demons. You know, I mean, the only book in the world you find out about demons is right here, the Word of God. Jesus, he goes about casting out demons. These demons would scream and, I mean, they would throw them down in the fire. They do all kinds of things. So I thought, demons, reckon these things are still alive and well today? You know, and so I didn't know. And so I'd go to my Baptist preacher and I'd say, you know, is it possible for me as a Christian to have one of these things that Jesus talks about in the Word he called demons? I could have one of them in my body? Oh, no, no, no. As a Christian with the Holy Ghost in there, there's no way you could have one.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with the teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.